Where did the name Yavahosha and Yahosha come from? Yava is the tetragrammaton name of your heavenly father. What is the Messiah's name? Where did the name Yavahosha and Yahosha come from? What is the Messiah's name? Yavahosha, Yahosha, or Jesus? Yava constitutes the entire name of the Creator, as we'll prove and has been proven here on this website, Yava Yahweh. I'm Stefan Yah. And the name Yah is the contracted form. The name Yahosha has the Hebrew word salvation. It is in the Hebrew manuscript. Yahosha is in the manuscript. The name for Joshua, or Yahosha, was altered and changed to Yahoshua. We need to correct this Shua through research. In the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew Lexicon. But first, let's read from Hebrews chapter 4 about this Yahosha, about this Messiah. Hebrews 4:8. For if Yahosha had given them rest, then would not he afterward have spoken of another day? Or then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There therefore remaineth a rest to the people of Yahweh. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as Yahweh did from his. That's a reading from Hebrews 4:8. For if Yahusha had given them rest, he's speaking of the seventh day there, by the way, if you read the rest of the chapter. In Hebrews 4, Yahusha, or Yahoshua, Hebrew word 3091, H, in our on the internet, on the text there, H stands for the Hebrew, and G stands for the Greek word. We find these in Numbers 13:16, Zechariah 3, Haggai 1, Joshua, Judges chapter 2, verse 6, and the whole chapter, and also 1 Samuel 6:14. So we can go now to some of those, and hopefully I'll remember to pick them up later. Numbers 13:16, which says it's in the Torah. Numbers 13:16, Yahweh's law word. We don't want to add or subtract to Yahweh's word. And now here I am, and it says, these are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land, and Moses called Oshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. So it says there in this version, the King James Version. Well, how about another one? Zechariah. That's right before the newer scriptures, before the so-called New Testament. And I just skipped over it. There we go. Zechariah chapter 3. Reading portions of... I'm sorry about the noise there. Okay, I'm not. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. It could be Rome, or could be Portland. Could be about any city. And the filthy and polluted, oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in Yahweh. She drew not near to her mighty one. Her prophets are light, this is verse 4, light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the set-apart place. They have done violence to the Torah. The just mighty one, the just Yahweh, is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity or law-breaking. Every morning does he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me, thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. However, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Verse 8, therefore wait you upon me, saith Yahweh, until the day I rise up to the prey. for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. This is actually Zephaniah. Zephaniah 3:9. Well, that's okay. But I did one is Zechariah chapter 3. And that was Zephaniah 3:9. For then I will turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. Okay. Now let's locate Zechariah. We'll keep going a couple of chapters to the right toward the newer scriptures. And there, in Zechariah, we were just reading Zephaniah. It's Stephen. Stephen means Zephaniah or Zephaniah. Sometimes we don't know our own name. Zechariah, chapter 3. And he showed me Yasha. Here in the King James, it would have said Joshua. He showed me Yasha, the high priest, standing before the messenger of Yahweh, and Satan standing at the right hand to resist him. And Yahweh said unto Satan, or Hasatan, Yahweh rebuke thee, O Hasatan. Even Yahweh that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Yasha was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the messenger and life. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. Spoken of in the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, verse 4. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head, so it's okay for a man to wear a covering there. A mitre, hat. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with raiments. And the messenger of Yahweh stood by. The messenger of Yahweh protested unto Yasha, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, or Yahweh of armies, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and thou shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among those that stand by. Hear now, O Yasha, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. That means the Messiah. This is a messianic prophecy. Contrary to those Protestants who say that we are not messianics, they are messianics because they believe in Yahweh as the Messiah, or at least in a different term there. For behold, the stone that I have laid upon Yasha, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh of the armies, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith Yahweh of armies, shall he call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. The vine and the fig tree there. So that was Zechariah chapter 3. Well, we're close enough here. I'm not going to read all of the book of Joshua, all 24 or so chapters, but we can read Haggai. Let's see, I had it here a moment ago, I think. I think it was just back two chapters. Haggai chapter 1. I want to kind of distribute this a little bit to give me a break. Can I kind of move on here for a moment, and then we'll come back to that, Haggai, maybe a little of Joshua. Judges 2, and then 1 Samuel throughout this broadcast. I've kind of spread it out there a little bit, so I'm not just reading all scriptures. And I need to take a quick break here of refreshment of fairly pure water. So, Yehosha, we're speaking about the name Yehosha, or Yehoshua. Yehoshua, it says here, from 3068, Hebrew 3068, and Hebrew 34:67, the definition of that is Jehovah saved, according to a Strong's Concordance. We don't use that word Jehovah here. Jehovah saved Jehoshua, that is Joshua, the Jewish, Jewish leader, Joshua. Compare Hebrew 19:54 and Hebrew 34:42, which if you're driving along in your car, do very carefully while keeping one eye on the road. The Hebrew word for salvation is Hebrew 34:67, and that word or suffix is Shah, S-H-A. Yasha is a root word for the Savior from Isaiah 43:10. And salvation for the Savior or Son from Zechariah 9:9. Okay, well, there we go again. You have to move that little metal part there, plastic party. Zechariah 9:9, I think the announcer on the radio just said. There we go. Yes, I did. It says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation. Lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." Another messianic prophecy there about our Messiah, whom we call Yehoshua. So, your king cometh. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass. Zechariah 9:9. The word Savior and salvation are given the same Hebrew number because of their close relationship to one another, but each word can only be used according to its proper language usage of the past, present, or future tense in order to be understood. The correct English spelling of the Savior's name is Y-A-H-O-S-H-A. And we're going to continue to prove that here during this broadcast. Otherwise, you wouldn't have tuned in. Let's prove it now. The correct English word for the Savior, correct spelling, is Yahusha. And it is not the pronunciation that matters so much, but more than that, the spelling of the Savior's name matters. The Hebrew letter in Yehoshua was Shah, H-34-67, not H-7775, which is Shua. The Hebrew letter in Yehoshua was H-7775. We must leave out the Shua from Yehoshua, and that leaves us with either Yavahosha in the longer form or Yahusha. Did we actually tell what Shua meant there? Yeah. Not clearly enough, though that'll be coming up later. Probably about 15 minutes or less. Hopefully we'll talk about the Shua again. Come to back to that later. I can't cover it all at the same time, obviously. So each word can only be used according to its proper language usage of the past, present, future tense in order to be understood. The Hebrew letter in Yahusha was Shah, 34:67, leaving out the Shua. Now, Hosea, in Strong's Concordance, H-1954, it says, "In the book of Hosea, from 34:67, which if you're driving along probably doesn't mean anything, 34:67 is Shah, and it means deliverer. That is, Hosea means deliverer. Hosea, the name of five Hebrews, Hosea, Ushia, with an O, H-34-67. Avenging, defend, deliver, rescue, be safe, bring or bringing salvation, or having salvation, save, savior, get the victory." Now the Ho in Yahusha, either way, no, it's not either way, as we'll find out, it's not, it's just Shah. H-1945, the Ho, Ho-e, a prolonged form of H-1930. Ho, ah, alas, ho, oh, and woe. O, ah, alas, ho, and oh, and woe. H-1930, ho, a permutation of 1945, ho, alas. The Shah suffix means savior or having salvation, as in Yasha. And actually, you should be reading along in the text. It's on the website there, Yahweh, Yahweh, under Messiah's name. What is the name of Messiah? Or, you know, as we said in the beginning, the heading of this is, where did the name Yahvehosha and Yahosha come from? What is the Messiah's name? Yahvehosha, Yahosha, or Jesus. And we used over and over and over again. So H3068, by the way, is the self-existent or the eternal. Yahweh, that's the Tetragrammaton. 3068 in Hebrew. Yahweh. H3442 is Yahshua, and we would pronounce that without the Shua. But it is 3442, He will save. Yahusha, the name of 10 Hebrews, also a place in the separated land. H3068, Yahweh, the self-existent or the eternal. Saved, Joshua, the Jewish leader. The Hebrew word for salvation, 3467. Ryasha is a root word for the Savior from Isaiah 43:10. As we'll read now, then I'll have to come back to Haggai. And we're going to Isaiah 43:10 and 11. It's not a real easy, smooth message here to deliver. You really need to study along. Can't just be, hearing the MP3 and going in and taking care of, skinning the carrots or potatoes. 43, well, you could do it, but you wouldn't get as much out of it. Isaiah, or Yeshayahu, 43:10. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no mighty one formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant, whom I have chosen. And Yahweh is actually, Yahweh the Son is actually speaking there, as we have proven in times past. The word Savior and salvation are given the same Hebrew number because of their close relationship to one another. The name of the Savior, Yahusha. Now here's someone who uses Yahshua, J. David Kloppenstein. The name of the Savior is Yahoshua by J. Initial J, David Kloppenstein. And we'll give his address here momentarily. Let's see if I can find it real quick. There it is. House of Yahweh in Kendallville, Indiana. Well, let's leave you to find it on the text there on the internet, okay? Just a bunch of numbers, north, south. But it's in Kendallville, Indiana, 46755 in the USA. So we can study his article, The Name of the Savior is Yehoshua. The correct spelling of his name is found in this website, of course, in Yahweh, Yahweh. Yeshua, son of Joseph, by C.O. Dodd. And then he's quoting the C.O. Dodd article, Dr. Dodd, back in the 30s and 40s there, a Seventh-day Church of God believer. The proper spelling of the master's name is derived from Yasha. Or as he says, Joshua. The proper spelling of the Master's name is derived from Joshua. Messiah's name was changed in the Greek and to English as Jesus. The original name is not written in the New Testament text. You will find little Hebrew there, as it is in today's world. We use the name Yahvehosha, and the proof is given in our website, Yahweh, Yahweh. .name and .com. So from Strong's Concordance, we look for the Greek for 2424. Greek 2424. Strong says it's Jesus. From Strong's Concordance, he says, Mr. Strong says, pronounce Iesus. And he is very correct. It's how it is pronounced there in that Jesus that they're using. And he says, of Hebrew origin. H3091, you better believe it's of Hebrew origin, but it's not the breakout of the name that he uses, the J-E-S-U-S. And then he says, that is Yehoshua, the name of our Lord and Lord, he says, and two or three other Hebrews, or Jesus. And then Jesus Christ, the definition from the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible, the English form goes back to the Latin Iesus, which transliterates, it does not translate, it transliterates the Greek. But the original form was Joshua, or more fully, Yehoshua. Ho means salvation of Yahweh. They hope to show that Shua in, or actually, I hope to show that Shua in Yahweh Hosha, that Shua in Yehoshua is incorrect and corrupted. And you can see the article here. Where did the name of Yahshua come from? From the word Hallel, Hallel Yahweh, by J. David Kloppenstein, the House of Yahweh in Kendallville. He says, scholars know that our Savior wasn't known by the name Jesus. That name was not used in Jerusalem. Jesus is actually a Spanish name. Español is Jesus. The fact that many have come to accept the person of the Savior while knowing only a name, Jesus, does not make that his actual name. He was born a Hebrew, as prophesied in Isaiah 9:6 and Micah 5:2, and many other places. So the Messiah was born a Hebrew. But Jesus is not Hebrew. It is in fact derived from the Greek name Iesus, which is found in the Greek. According to Little and Scott, or Lytle and Scott Greek lexicon, Iesus, the Ionic masculine form of the name Iaso, the Greek goddess of healing, not God, but goddess, female, the Greek goddess of healing. See the word I-A-S-O. Then he continues, for the name Jesus to be the same as the Hebrews Yahusha, or the Hebrews Yahusha, it must also have the word salvation and the name Yahweh in the name, and it does not. The Greek word for salvation is 4992, and the Strong's Concordance will go to the Greek here. The Greek word for salvation is soterion. The Greek word for Savior is, for Savior, singular, is soter, S-O-T-E-R, 4990. So 4990 and 4992, and the Strong's breakout numbers there. It's easy to just look in the Strong's Concordance. Greek 4990 and 92. Now, neither of these words is in the name. So salvation and soterion and soter are not in the name Jesus or Jesus. So the name is not a translated name. The only alternative, then, how they come up with that, is it's a transliterated name. Jesus, or Jesus, is used in Mexico. In Jerusalem, it was not used, since it is not Hebrew. It was not used. Of course, it may be used now. There's people who have carried on that name, that tradition, for 1,000 years, anyway. Where did the name Yeshua come from? Now we're going to get into the Yeshua issue here, which is 7775. First of all, Yeshua 3442. Does Yeshua mean salvation? And I think that's Hebrew. I can confirm that here. Let me just put the drink down, the water down there, and pick up the Strong's Concordance. I'm looking near the back there at 3442. Yeshua. He will save. Jeshua, the name of 10 Hebrews, also of a place in Palestine. A place that used to be called that. And the chosen land. Anyway, Yeshua, or Jeshua, and so on. They're using the alterations of the original. There is no J nor W in the original Hebrew, according to 20-some references of Jewish encyclopedias. Shua, crying for help. So Yeshua 34:42, does Yeshua mean salvation? Was Hoshea, or Hoshea, or Hosea, Yahoshua, as in the language of Canaan, the right Hebrew word translated for the word salvation, as could be found in Numbers 13:16. Is it the right Hebrew word salvation? No. Here's the problem with Shua in Yahshua. Shua 77:65, 77:68. It means crying for help, crying for help. The name of a female Canaanite in Hebrew or in any language. Strong 7775, pronounced Shua, translated 11 times as cry, and 11 occurrences of Hebrew word in the Authorized Version. 11 occurrences as crying, crying for help. In 7768, three numbers later, translated Shava, Strong's number 7768, Shava, also peal, to cry out for help and shout. So that's the reason we're not using Shua, is because it means crying for help, to peal, to cry out, the name of a female Canaanite in Hebrew or any language. And there's statements on both sides of that. So now we're going to go to that Haggai chapter 1. Okay, if I can get it around. There. Haggai chapter 1, in the second year of Darius. So, verse 2, thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that Yahweh's house should be built. And consider your ways. He that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. That was in verse 6. And verse 7, thus saith Yahweh of the armies, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood. Build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be magnified, saith Yahweh. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. When you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith Yahweh of armies? Because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man unto his own house. Thinking of the positive confession movement there in that verse 9. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. That's a phenomenon we have lately, and they have to put artificial fertilizers of all different, and pesticides and so on our fruit and vegetables and all foods. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and new wine, oil, upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. That was verse 11. So that was the book of Haggai. Now we're going to... I'm not going to read from Joshua today, but Yahosha. Yahosha is there in the book of Yahosha, or Joshua. Okay, and one of the other references was Judges 2, 6 through 23, that Yahosha's name would also be there, as well as 1 Samuel 6:14. Right now we have the book of the Psalms, or Tehillim, that I would like to quote many scriptures from, about knowing Yahweh's name, that it's more important to know His name and to know what it is. Let me read my statement before that. It's not a question as to how accurately you pronounce each syllable of Yahweh's name. The problem is with the spelling, or rather, should I say, with a misspelling. Also, some totally rebellious people, they went against the proper use of the name, and they still do to this day. They really don't seem to care what Yahweh's name is. Just call him anything. Call him by the Ionic goddess of healing, the Greek goddess of healing, Jesus. That's a true definition. I look through many, many references to prove that, to authenticate, to document the fact that Yahweh's name is being misused, and his son's name, Yahosha, is being misused. Yahweh Hosha, is actually the longer form of that Yehosha, and it is acceptable. Psalm 91, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Psalm 91:14. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. So, do we want to know his name? Do we want to call on his name? I'm sure we do. Psalm 91:14. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Psalm 74. How long, O Yahweh, shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? So the enemy is blaspheming Yahweh's name as well, but also some of those who are sitting on the fence are blaspheming his name and they're not knowing it. Psalm 74:10. Acts 4:12 is perhaps the most convicting and most popular, that we must call upon, there's no other name under heaven by which man must be saved, by the name of Yahusha, or Yahvahusha. Leviticus 24:16, concerning the use of names, Yahweh is speaking to the children, to the Hebrews, and he says, he that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death when he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh. Leviticus 24:16. And therefore, we are wrong when we say, it doesn't matter what name you call him, just as long as my heart is right. So we are wrong when we say that. And the word says over and over that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Acts 4:12 and Acts 22:16. Here we go. I navigated the word right past that microphone stand this time. I'm getting better with all the equipment here. Thank you for the donations, brothers. 22:16 in the book of Acts. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be immersed and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of Yahweh. So if it doesn't really matter what we call him, how can you say that you're calling on his name? And what good would it do to just call on any old name? He knows who I mean. Harold, a Benjamin, hey Mark, hey you up there, you, not thou or thee, but hey you. You know, that seems disrespectful to say hey you instead of hey Yahweh. Actually, there's a hey you Hebrew word, but all right, I'm not going to let on about that. I'm not going to go into the Acts 4:11. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12 and Acts 22:16, just two of them for you. Another would be Acts 2:38. Used to quote that there in the Pentecostal circles all the time. And Peter said unto them, repent and be immersed, every one of you, in the name of Yahusha, or Yahvahusha, for the remission of sins. So just say Yahusha, for the remission of sins, since it is in the text, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh, the gift of the Spirit. Also see 10:46, 19:1 of Acts, and Ezekiel 18:30. It's not a question as how accurately you pronounce each syllable, but how we spell Yahweh's name and how we spell his son's name, Yahvahusha, or Yahusha. Publish and proclaim his name as he commands, and people will come to recognize whom we're talking of. Say, well, it's not familiar. I'm just going to use a substitute, a name that everybody is familiar with. Just a Babylonian, pagan, Grecian, female sex deity. We're just going to call him by that name. Just, well, if we can't agree so far, if you haven't agreed with me on anything, then how about the name Easter? Where does that come from? Some newer dictionaries, newer encyclopedias rather, say that they don't know where Asterisk or Easter came from. But if you look in their older versions, then it will say that they did know, and they tell there, they confess what it was. Going back to the book of Psalms, chapter 79, 79th Psalm there in a moment. Publish and proclaim his name as he commands, and people come to recognize whom we're talking of. If we don't use his name at all, then if we don't proclaim it, then people will not feel comfortable. They won't know who we're speaking of because we're not using the name. But I've used it, you know, I used to use the J-E-S-U-S. Then when I switched over, over a period of years, that when I came to the Yahusha, and I'm speaking with someone, they know who I'm speaking about. They know I'm speaking about the Messiah. They don't want to pipe up and say, Stephan, oh, we don't know who you're talking about, because they do know. But when they say J-E-S-U-S, I know who they're speaking of, but I know that they're misspelling it and giving him disrespect and, you know, calling, how did we say it earlier, you know, blaspheming the name of Yahweh, or, you know, certainly the improper use of the Messiah's actual name. So sometimes we could just use the title Messiah to get around that issue, but ultimately we have to come right down to, well, what is his name? What is not just his title, but what is his name? What is Messiah's name? So that's why we do this study here. And it's been an involved study, because there's a lot of words that you have to look up. It's not just in the scripture. You have to go out and actually get a strong concordance, or believe that I'm reading out of one. If you don't trust me for that, then go out and buy one, and they're fairly cheap. I know I protested. My wife went out and bought the Strong's Concordance, brand new one. It cost, $14, $15, $16 back in the 70s. And I said, you know, that money could have gone to better use around here to buy food and clothing and a trip out to the countryside a couple of times a week or something. What I was thinking there, of course. You know, how does it benefit me? So we could say the same thing now, whether the Strong's Concordance is $30 or $40 now. We could say, well, you know, that $40 could be better, go to better use, pay for the cable television or something, you know. But that's not better use. That's a real waste in most instances, most cases. Psalm 79, verse 6, pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. What about just using any name, then? If we could use Buddha or A-L-L-A-H. Yahweh says, call upon the kingdoms that have not called upon my name, to pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. Actually, David is speaking there, Psalm of Asaph, A-S-A-P-H, Psalm 79. Psalm 83, then, after that, 102. Psalm 83, verse 16. Yeah, it's got a verse 16. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Yahweh. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that man may know that thou, whose name above is Yahweh, art the most high over all the earth. They're using the Tetragrammaton there. One of the instances there where the modern scriptures, including the King James Version, use the Tetragrammaton instead of just the Adonis substitute there, the Babylonian substitute of Lord. So here in the King James it says Jehovah, which is a made-up word. Anyway, take time to explain that right now, but we did earlier. And you can find that quite easily, but I'd just as soon use Jehovah rather than the other substitutes that are around, like Adonai, after much study and prayer. Psalm 102, verse 15, you know, which may not be the opinion of the staff and management or something of this radio station. Psalm 102, verse 15, so the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth thy esteem. When Yahweh shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his esteem. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Psalm 102. Then verse 20, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose they that are appointed to death, to declare the name of Lord of Yahweh, there we go, of Yahweh in Zion, and her praise in Jerusalem. To declare the name of Yahweh in Zion. That is a lot of scriptures. I don't know which was better, though, 102 or 83:16, or all of them, you know. But certainly we should use one of them. But there's so many, you know. You get to have so many, and you may have a tendency to forget because there's just too many to learn them all, so then you wind up not learning any of them, if you're like me. And Isaiah 26:13, did we or did we not? I don't know if we read that earlier, but please excuse me if I did. Turning there to 26th chapter, verse 13. I'm pretty quick here in flipping through. That thou hast wrought all our works in us. So Yahweh is doing these works in us. We're not the ones who accomplish that. If he's shedding his mercy on us, and I believe that he is, or we wouldn't be here doing this. He has wrought all our works in us. O Yahweh, our mighty one, our lords, beside other lords beside thee, have had dominion over us. But by thee only will we make mention of thy name. We must make mention of the name of Yahweh, and we're not going to be afraid to proclaim the name. We certainly shouldn't be afraid. Psalm 102:15 again, and 21. Even the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth shall fear thy esteem. And then let me go to Jeremiah 23:26. I have it right here. Jeremiah 23. How long shall this be in the heart? To think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams. Their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Baal. Let the prophet that has a dream speak my word faithfully. That verse is repeated for emphasis. To think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams. Their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. They forget Yahweh's name. They're taking his name in vain. Vain, that's the word I was looking for back there 20 minutes ago. And we're maybe about 5 minutes left in this MP3. The powerful, beautiful name of Yahweh is recorded in the original scriptures 7,000 times. Yet, except for those four places there where they use Jehovah or Yah, they substituted the title Lord or Baal, L-O-R-D. Baal means Lord. They substituted it 6,996 times, but it should have been Yahweh 7,000 times. Let us receive his name in our foreheads and in our hearts. Shout Hallel Yahweh, praise unto Yahweh. Receive his name in our foreheads or, you know, in our thought process, in our hearts, actually. All students of the Word know that the One coming back to the Mount of Olives is the Savior. Yehosha means salvation of Yahweh. The prophet Zechariah called him by the name of Yehosha, commonly referred to as Yeshua. In English, Jesus. In Latin, Jesus, Jesus, or other names. We have shown and believe that the original spelling of the Savior Messiah name is Y-A-H-O-S-H-A. Y-A-H or H-O-S-H-A. Yahweh is the tetragrammaton name of your Heavenly Father and His Son. And this answers the question from a person on the Google search in the second and third result. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to look up a scripture here. If we 1 Sam 6:14, and then we can look that up. And this answers his question, same to you. Successfully updated the virus where there. Yehosha. So he put down Yehoshua, or incorrectly constructed names such as Yahshua, Yavahosha, and Yerusha. Somebody on the website. Garthing, or somebody like that. We've successfully answered that question there. Get out of there. Okay, I got him out. 1 Sam 6:14 then. Before Kings. And I said 6:14. Real easy here. You don't need to bother. If you're driving, at least. Driving a Maserati through through Italy, and the cart came unto the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine, or the cows, a burnt offering unto Yahweh. And this is where they got into trouble. So that was 1 Samuel 6. It says, the cart came into the field of Joshua, or Yahosha. Thanks for joining us. Where did the name Yahosha come from? Where did the name Yahosha come from, which is the longer form of Yahosha? And we've answered those questions here on Yahweh. If it doesn't seem that clear to you, you could go back to our website, yahweh.com or yahweh.name, and look up the article under Messiah's name. Who is the Messiah? On different articles like that, or the Tetragrammaton name of your Heavenly Father and His Son, or what is the Messiah's name? And you could find out in more clearer detail. You could also look under the Strong's Concordance and look up those numbers for yourself. The H3091, Yahosha, and the all the other numbers and words that we put out there for you. Okay? Let's see. Yeshua 3442 and Shua 7775, crying for help. And then looking up all those scripture references, there's much more to the study. But Psalm 91, Psalm 74, we've read those. Leviticus 24:16 and Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 4:12. Many, many more. We appreciate your having visited this website. And we would ask that you would help support us by sending an email and registering your comment about the program or about something about Scripture there. Not just someone's opinion, unless your opinion is, or someone's opinion is based upon the Scripture. And the email address is Stephan Yah, that's with a T, Stephan Yah, at yahweh.name. And incidentally, the .com will not work there if you're doing an email. We bless the Almighty Yahweh. We thank Him for giving us the Messiah, Yahusha. Yahusha, the Mighty One, the Creator. It says in the first chapter of Hebrews that He created all things. It says in Colossians 2, not only Hebrews 1, but in Colossians 2. Or excuse me, it could be Colossians 1. I'm looking it up here while I'm speaking. That he made all things. He is Paul is lifting up our heavenly Messiah, that He strengthen us, that He might make, that we might walk worthy of Yahweh, unto all pleasing, being fruitful every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Yahweh, strengthened with all might, according to His magnificent power, and all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, and delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible Yahweh, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created. So speaking of the Messiah here, the pronoun Him is, modifies the noun, and speaking of the Messiah, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. No, the assembly is not the beginning, but Yahweh, the Messiah, or Yahusha, the Messiah, is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Reading from Colossians chapter 1. We look forward to His second coming for the end times, Yahweh returns and touches down on that Mount of Olives, when Yahushua returns, rather, for his second coming, that he has died on the tree at Calvary for our sins, was buried in the grave 3 nights and 3 days, according to Matthew chapter 12 and chapter 28 verse 1, and that he has freed us from all sinfulness, from all law-breaking and or iniquity, and that he will protect us. People get into the arguments of will it be a mid or post-trib rapture and all of this. All that argument is just dispelled and put aside when we're trusting in Yahweh. That I know which theory I believe in, but even if it were contrary to the Protestant opinion of a pre-tribulation rapture, even if it is the post-trib rapture, where we actually go through the last 7 years, the battle of Armageddon and the tribulation and all of that, even if we were to go through it, we would be protected like Noah in the ark, or like those protected in the rock, Petros, and many other examples where the Messiah protected them from danger and from threats. Maybe not all of them, maybe not all threats, all danger. Some died, some will be murdered, some will become martyrs, obviously, according to the book of the Revelation. But anyway, he sees us through these things. Physical death is nothing, because we obviously would have to die to be resurrected again. So we're looking forward to that time, that resurrection, and thankful for the power that he has given us, that the Father, Yahweh, has given us through his Son, Yahushua, has given us not only forgiveness of sins, total forgiveness of all repented past sins, but he has given us resurrection power, that is eternal life, to live forever and ever and ever by his side, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, and to dwell with him forever. So we say right now to you that may Yahweh bless you, and Maranatha. In other words, may Yahweh come quickly.